May the words of my lips and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. I've called my sermon this morning, The Footprints of Christ. And I'm going to start with a little story that actually, for a change, isn't a joke. And it might be a bit dangerous. It concerns a Muslim and an atheist. As I say, not a joke, so don't expect the giggle sort of punchline. But out in the desert, an atheist and a Muslim were camped at an oasis. And they got talking, as people sometimes do at campsites. And when the conversation got round to religion, as the sun went down, the atheist asked the Muslim how he knew there really was a God. And the Muslim answered by asking, "How do you know whether it was a man or a camel that passed your tent last night?" "I know by their footprints." And then he pointed to the setting sun and asked the atheist, "Whose footprint is that?" Today's gospel is about the footprints of Jesus. Footprints that reassured John the Baptist that he had backed the right Messiah. So, first of all, a bit about John. John is the man of whom Scripture says, "Here is my herald, whom I'm sending on ahead of you, and he will prepare your way before you." Today, the church is encouraging us in our special Advent readings to turn our thoughts away from the last things, away from thoughts about the second coming of Jesus, away from thoughts about judgment. And we are now expected to turn our minds to what's happening in history. We are to begin looking back at the historical facts, the historical roots of our faith. The Old Testament prophets proclaimed God's word and his will to the people of their own times. And in doing that, they helped to educate Israel into a knowledge of God. And so to train a people ready for Christ. And then, after a centuries-long interval, when it seemed that the gift of prophecy had been withdrawn from Israel completely, there came the greatest of them all, John the Baptist. His message was stark and simple. Change your lives. Change your lives. Because very soon God is going to establish his reign. John's rough clothing, John's scanty diet added to the impression made by his words. Crowds flocked in across the desert to hear him. He baptized many in the River Jordan as a sign of their old life that they had given up and the new life they meant to live. Christ himself came to hear John, and his own baptism at John's hands was the prelude to his public ministry. John's mission was to plough up the soil for another to sow, to point people to a greater one than himself. His fearless speech and his unworldly life illustrate for us the essential qualities needed by all who are called to point others effectively to Christ. Now, the church isn't encouraging us to look back at history just to make sure that we're well informed about historical matters. It comes much closer to home than that. God has a mission to this world, and that mission is still in progress. John the Baptist and all the prophets prepared in their own times for that mission, and in our own day, we too, all of us, whatever our age, whatever our status, are relied on by God to be witnesses in as many different ways as there are individuals here, to be witnesses, to be people who point others towards God. He makes us, however ridiculous it might sound, he makes us into signs of his presence and his power in the world. So may he also give us the courage to live lives that are consistent with our faith, to speak the right words and the right deeds at the right time. Then we will be following John the Baptist's example. And that text of scripture will apply to us too. Here is my herald, whom I am sending ahead of you. He will prepare your way, she will prepare your way before you. So, back to those footprints I was speaking about earlier. Matthew 11:4, it's in the Gospel reading this morning. When John heard in prison that the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one? Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for somebody else?" And Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you see and hear. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." John wanted to know whether Jesus was really the Messiah or not. Jesus didn't present arguments to prove that he was the Messiah, but instead he pointed the messengers to the work he was doing. The best evidence for the divinity of Christ was not any number of proof texts gathered from different parts of the Old Testament and arranged in order by a theologian. No, the best evidence is the work that Christ has done and continues to do to this very day. Look at the footprints of Christ and see whether or not they are human or divine. His footprints are those by the gate of Nain, where at a funeral a young man is given back alive to his mother. His footprints were there at that grave in Bethany when Lazarus was returned to his family. It was his footprints walking away from the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea when he met his beloved Mary. It was his footprints at the doors of sadness, along the path where the leper, the blind, the lame, the mentally disturbed met him, waited for him. And it didn't stop there. Look around at what is going on now, what you see now. Churches at worship, schools bringing the gospel to the young, churches, hospitals, hospices, retreat houses and other Christian places of healing, refuges and other places for those in need. Look around and see the homes of the faithful, sinners cleansed, lives renewed, mourners comforted. Whose footprints are these? These works done by Christians are the best evidence in favor of Christianity. Christ wants to be judged not by his claims, but by his deeds. The world today is a confused and frightening place. It is not revealing many signs of Christ's kingdom, but it is for us, his people, to seek out and reveal the signs of his kingdom to those who can't or won't see them. The world is still today full of proofs of Christ's divinity, if only we will look. The Advent season, particularly this year when we read the Gospel of Matthew, the Advent season focuses on John the Baptist. And here in our Gospel today, John looks to Christ for reassurance. If the world is to look to us, the church, for reassurance, are we ready to give it? We must show that we really belong to Christ. Not necessarily just by getting our names on the church electoral roll and turning up on a Sunday, although that definitely is a good start. But we should do it by showing in our daily lives the unselfishness, the sympathy, the kindness, the love that were the highest proofs of Christ's own life, in Christ's own life of his mission to the world. when people ask us if we are Christians, we should be able to say, come and see what we're doing, and then you'll be able to make up your mind. Go and tell John what you see and hear. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offence at me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.